This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 20th, 2026. ARRL reports that the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, adopted changes to its rules to require that every holder of an FCC registration number, that's an FRN, update their contact information in the core system, email, and postal addresses within 10 business days of a change. Because every FCC licensee, including amateur radio operators, must have an FRN to file applications, this requirement applies to all licensed amateurs. FRN contact information is handled separately and apart from contact information related to a license in the license manager system. Both records must be kept up to date, and each requires a separate update. Until now, no specific deadline existed for updating FRN or license contact information. Instead, the amateur rules at sections 97.21 and 97.23 provide that a license may be suspended or revoked if FCC correspondence is returned as undeliverable because of an incorrect address or email. These provisions remain in effect, as well as the 10-day deadline applicable to FRN information. If your FRN information is current and has not changed, no immediate action is required, but you must adhere to the 10-day rule for future changes. It is recommended to periodically check both the CORS and the license manager systems to ensure contact information is accurate even if no changes have been occurred. The new deadline became effective on February 5th as part of the proceeding that was limited to further constraining robocalls. Although the proceeding focused on robocall issues, the 10-day update requirement applies broadly to all FRN holders. On February 6th, the FCC confirmed in a public notice that the new deadline applies to all FRN holders. The amendment replaces language adopted in 2001 that required FRN holders to keep their contact information up to date, but had not imposed a deadline for doing so. Numerous requests for clarification from non-robocaller interest.
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds. Played by KE6GVK.